Morning, everyone. I'm walking through Castlebury Park in Watford, just coming towards the end of my morning prayer walk. It's, what is it, Tuesday, the 4th of December, 2018, and like many of us, I expect, I'm thinking about next year, thinking about the year just gone, lessons learned, things that have happened, and thinking about plans for next year. So I'm recording this as I'm walking through the park with on a lovely, crisp, frosty morning. Perhaps you can hear the frost under my feet here. It's gorgeous. Very refreshing and waking me up. But here's the thing I'd like to ask. As you know, if you listen to these podcasts, I produce three main strands of podcasts and YouTube videos, as well as sermons and the odd occasional other item. The three strands are teaching tips, Tuesday teaching tips, and the Sunday sample involved with corporate worship and quiet time coaching. So spiritual disciplines, corporate worship, and the area of teaching and preaching. And all three of those are really important to me, and I think very important to the kingdom, to Christian community body life. I feel that they certainly matter a lot to me, my own spiritual development, my Christ-likeness, growth of that, my ability to lead others well in corporate worship with the talents that God's given me, the ability to speak well technically, but also to do justice to God's word in teaching and preaching. These things all matter to me, and I think they all matter to church. So I don't plan on stopping learning about those things or sharing what I'm learning. But I have been thinking about the balance of video and audio. So what I'm wondering is, I'm wondering whether it would be a good idea to carry on doing Tuesday teaching tips on video, because I think occasionally there's a good case, there are good ways to demonstrate things visually with teaching more than quiet time coaching, and perhaps continue the video with Sunday sample as well, because again I think sometimes with the music there's a better chance of communicating something and teaching something well through the medium of video. So Sunday sample and Tuesday teaching tips keep with video, but quiet time coaching is the one I'm thinking of perhaps to switch simply to podcasting, because there's fewer opportunities within the spiritual disciplines to demonstrate them visually. And one of the reasons I'm thinking about that is because I have limited time, as we all do, and video takes longer to do, longer to edit, longer to upload, and I'm trying to find ways to streamline my life a little bit for 2019, and one of the ways might be to do proportionally more podcasting and less video. So what I would like to know is whether you watch the quiet time coaching videos as a preference over the podcasts, and if you prefer me to keep doing the video. If you would, I am happy to do it, but I need a good reason to do the video rather than just switch simply to the podcasting for quiet time coaching. If you have an opinion about the other two, about the Sunday sample or about Tuesday teaching tips, then I'd like to know that too. So if you watch them, if you listen to these podcasts on audio, please let me know. Drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Leave a comment wherever you hear or see the video or the audio. Yeah, the audio on this one. This is audio only. Or comment somewhere on Facebook or Twitter or the YouTube channel or my website. You can leave me an audio voicemail from the website directly if you prefer. I'd be very grateful if you could let me know your thoughts and your opinion on the best balance for me of podcasting as opposed to YouTube videos. Thanks a lot. As I finish my walk through the woods here, maybe you can hear the birds singing, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care and God bless you.